Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir. We were discussing the tefillah that we say, that Shema'avascha she'ahavta oso, or Misimchascha she'samachta bo, from the love that you loved him and the happiness that you were happy with him, you called his name Yisrael and Yeshurun. So we understood in the previous shir why Yisrael. We asked why Yeshurun, and we explained that the bearer of a midah, to clarify a midah, you need to do the opposite. So we saw the Ramban, who said that Yaakov was originally crooked, he went round and round, he was a little sneaky with Esav and sneaky with Lavan, but that was just to show that his honesty was a true honesty, because when he needed not to be honest, he knew how to do that also, and that showed that when he was honest, he was doing it because that was what was called for. Yaakov in every situation did what was called for, by what was necessary in order to do the right thing, to serve Hashem properly. So that is one mahalach. Now we're going to go with Yoser Oimek. There's Yisod that some people related to the Ma'aril Diskin, others related to another Gadol, that when Avram Avinu was commanded to sacrifice Yitzchak, he didn't ask any kashas or stiras. Only after it was told him, Al Tishlach Yotcha El Anar, then he asked, and he said, yesterday you told me that Yitzchak's going to be my seed. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. And today you say, kachas bincha, that I should sacrifice him? How does that work? So this was only after he was told not to sacrifice Yitzchak. Only then he asked the question. But originally, when commanded to sacrifice Yitzchak, he didn't ask. He only asked after being told that Tishach Yotcha Lanar, not to slaughter the boy. So there are those who say that the reason he didn't ask Bishas Hatzivu when he was originally commanded was because then the question was Nogas Lamaisa. Then the question was practical, and it looked like he was arguing with the tzibu, he was arguing with the commandment. But when he was told Al Tishlach Yadcha, it was no longer Noga Lamaisa. It was no longer practical, because now he was told not to sacrifice him. So now he can ask the question, he's not arguing with the commandment, because he wants to understand Darkei Hashgacha. But some Gedolim didn't like, they criticized this approach. And they said, as does haste ungetan Avram mit unsere kapotis. It's like in clothing, Avram in our clothing, our jackets. Avram Avinu didn't have a havamina of zichdingen, of being mit makeach, of arguing with the tzibu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't say these gedolim, but Avram Avinu didn't argue originally because he didn't want to show that he was arguing with Hashem, that he doesn't want to fulfill the command. After he was told there's no command, then he can ask. So some Gedolim didn't like this approach because Avram Avinu didn't have a Havamin in the first place to argue with Hashem, not to do what he said. So to answer this question, the Ma'aril Diskin explained that the only basis for asking a question in the Torah is when the question is a goof and cheftz of Torah. But if lu yitzuyer, that there's a hechi timsi, that a kasha should be michutz l'Torah, then you're not allowed to maturnish fregin kashas, you're not allowed to ask kashas. So when Avram Avinu was commanded ha'alehu, he had a huge kasha from a different sivui, that you're going to have great seed from ki v'yitzchak yikar l'chazara. So how can that be? So how can he now ask an Hashem? But when it says Al Tishlach Yadcha, one of the midos Shatar and Adreshes Ben came into the world. Shnei Ksuvim Hamakrishim Zeh Zeh Ad Sheyavo Hakasuv Hashlishi V'Yachriya Beineihem. Originally Avram had a stira, and he was afraid that the kasha wasn't Torahdik. It just doesn't make sense, and he has no right to ask the kasha. But now that he have this midav shnei ksuvim amachishim zeh, two contradictory verses, and comes the third one, and is machria, and is the decisive verse, now we can start asking megmen fregin kashas. Now we can start asking questions, saying what's going on over here, because now he has the third pasuk that says no, then he doesn't really have to sacrifice him. So the kasav ashlishi is machria, that it's not a steer after all, because he told me to sacrifice him and I'm supposed to have a great nation. How does that work? The answer is don't sacrifice him. But still you have to understand what the commandment of yes, sacrifice him, what did Hashem originally mean? That's a mid of Torah. And therefore Avram was allowed to ask. Because you're allowed to ask a Torah tikakasha. So it was the Al Tishlach Yotcha Lanar. Don't send your hand to the young man, don't sacrifice him, that allowed Avram to ask this question. We know from the Zohar HaKadosh that Istakel Bo Raisu Ra'alma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. What's found in the Torah, we can find a parallel in the world. And just like in Torah, there's an inner snake, Suvimachishim Zezeh, and the third pasuk comes in his Machri and decides, Kach Gam Be'olam HaNefashot, She'avot Knesset Yisrael, Holech v'nivnahu habinyan b'seder ze Avraham midato ahava Yitzchak midato yira. So we have in the binyan of Knesset Yisrael the same mahalach. You have Avram Avinu was midas ahava and Yitzchak was midas yira. Those are shnei midos hamakchishos zo es zo, because you don't find ahava b'makom yira and yira b'makom ahava el b'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lvad, like it says in the Sifri Al-Dvarim Vav Hey. Rak b'avodas Hashem, there could be a yachas of Ava and Yira that are meshed together. And that is the midah of Yaakov. That's the kasuv hashlishi ha-machriya bein midoy sehem shel Avram v'yitzchak. That's the third pasuk, that's machriya between the midos of Avram and Yitzchak. The midah of Yaakov. And Yaakov, by Yaakov it says he's an Ishtam. His midos shleimus is Av and Yira together, Tiferes. Or, like it says in the Lashon of the Kadmoine, many, many years ago by Yaakov Avinu, that he said, Ayisi b'yom, achalani chorev, kerech balayla, Pasuk in Bereishis Lamed Aleph Mem, as during the day I was freezing, I was hot with the sun, and at night I was freezing. In other words, the heat, chom, chorev, is poel, his spashtus, that things should spread out. And the core is his skavtsus, like ice, right? You have water, and then the cold makes everything contract together, whereas the heat makes it expand. Like, you bake bread, so then the heat makes it expand. So that's the mid of Yaakov Avinu. He has the heat, the expansion, and the iskavtsus. And so too in Tzinuos HaNefesh and Kochos HaNefesh. You have Ava, which is expansion. When you feel love, you feel enlarged, expanded. And Yira is iskavtsus. When you fear, you feel contracted. And Yaakov Avinu had by the midas, he had both midas. So now we can understand very well shakach noe v'kach yod, how beautiful it is that when the third pasuk was mizgale al tishlach yod choel anar ve'oiso imam od mizgale gam ha'besura aledas Yaakov, Hashem said ki barecha barechacha, Rashi says achas lov achas leben, bracha for the father, bracha to the son. This was the Besura Leidus Yaakov, because Yaakov is the cause of Ashlishi HaMachriya. So just like in this Maimit, we have this Midav Shnei Ksuv Mamachishim Zezeh Achi Yavo HaKosav Ashlishi V'Achriya Beinehem. So too in this Maimit, Yitzchak and Yaakov were told about the birth of Yitzchak and Avram were told about the birth of Yaakov, because Yaakov Avinu exemplifies this midah of Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zatziyavot Shiyavot Kosov HaShlishi, because you have the two midos that are makish, the midah of Avram and the midah of Yitzchak, And it was only the Midah of Yaakov that could be Machriya, the Midah of Yir and Ava together, Teferis, the Shlemus of Yaakov Avinu. So here we have this Midah and Torah of being able to ask Akasha, because we have Shnei Ksuvim Machishim Zetzeh, and the third Pasuk came was Machriya and decided among the two. And we also have in this very same Maimed the revelation of the birth of Yaakov Avinu, because he did that in his Midah of bringing together, meshing together Ava and Yira, these two contradictory Midas, beautiful. So Megay Tzedik to Divrei Ramban. The Ramban says, we saw in the previous shir, that Yaakov was Hofech HaYakov L'Mishor. Yaakov turned what was crooked into straight. In other words, he took the Hafachim Shebishnei HaAvos, he took the contradiction in the two Avos, and he was mitzarif them together. In other words, he was megale the midah of mishor between these two extremes. You have Ava on one side of the map, you have Yira on the other side of the map or of the graph, and then Yaakov comes and makes a straight line, he makes a mishor between these two and connects the dots. That's the Midah of Yaakov. Ube'emes here is stored one of the deep roots that remain with us as an inheritance for the generations. If we would ask, what were we mekabel b'Yerusha m'maisa akeda? The first Havana would be Mesiris Nefesh. Vaday, that's true. But there's another answer that is even maybe more important than the first answer in its fundamental nature, and that is that Avram, the Maisa Akedah, from him we inherited the Koach to be Mamshich B'Darchei Avodaseinu, despite to continue in our path of serving Hashem, despite all of the Stiros and Hakhoshos. Despite what we find that there are contradictions in life, we continue serving Hashem. And even though we haven't been miyashev all the stiras, megait vaiter veinzem afriya lanu, just like Yaakov Avram Avinu did, until he was megala the kosav ashlishi. We hear in this mahalach the sounds of the pasuk in Shmuel, Aleph, Perek, Tesvos, Pav, Tav, Pasuk, Chav, Beis, Hinei Shmoa, Mizevach, Tov, that listening to God is greater than a good carbon. Because the Maisa of Ha'alov, bringing him as a carbon, was a Zevach, Tov. But Shmoa is even greater. That is the capacity to receive, to accept the words of Hashem, despite all of the kashas and the stiras, and to be misnaig al pi shmiyazu. And Shmoa is greater than the Zevach, greater than the actual carbon, greater than the Mesiris Nefesh of the carbon, was being able to live with contradictions. That's such an important yisod, that a person has to know to live with contradictions and wait for the contradictions to be resolved, but to continue going even in the face of contradictions. So, it would seem from this pasuk, v'nei Shmoa mizevach tov, that this Bechina of the Nisayim was even greater and deeper than the Mesiris Nefesh. The listening was greater than the Zevach Tov. The following Hashem, despite everything, despite the contradiction, was greater than the actual Mesiris Nefesh. Lefit Vareinu, we can understand the Lashon HaKosuv and the Bracha that Avraham Avinu received after the Maisa HaKedah. Yana Sherasisa Sadover Hazeh V'lo chasachta Ekev asher shamata b'koli. First it says, because you did this and you didn't withhold your son. And then it says, because you listened to my voice. What's this chazara? We already said it. Yan asher asisa davar hazeh. And then again, Ekev asher shamata b'koli. So the answer is that this pasuk is talking about the two bechinas. The two bechinas. of the Nisayon HaAkeda. One is connected to the Maisa HaLav. Yan, Asher, Asisa, Sadavar HaZeh. Because you did it, V'lo Chasachta, you didn't withhold your son. Number two, the Hanhaga of Kabbalah HaTzivui, without asking questions. Ekev, Asher Shamata B'Koli. Ekev is a remez to Yaakov, because you listened to my voice. But that's a remez to Yaakov, whose merum is here in the, for the first time. Kivarecha varechecha, achas lav, achas leben. The double bracha, and one of them is for Avram, one's for Yitzchak, that he's going to have Yaakov. So Yaakov is merum is here, and also with the word Ekev, that you followed me, even though you didn't understand. So that's this midah of Yaakov Avinu of Yeshurun. That's the great simcha of Yeshurun. That Yeshurun is on one hand the beirur hayashrus la'achar ma'isa ramos, to show that Yaakov Avinu is straight, because he knew when to be crooked, so that shows that his straightness is the proper midah. He exercised it in the right places. And also, that he was miyasher the hidurim. He was miyashev the stiros and the hakoshos. That when things contradicted, he brought them together. Ve'ein simcha ka'ataris ha'sveikas. There's no simcha like when sveikas become released, when doubts become resolved. And that's what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu resolved his doubts, these contradictions of between the two midas. And how does it work? There could be Av and Yira, which one? And Yaakov Avinu showed in his personality that he can encompass the two. And that's the great simcha of Yeshurun. Like we say in davening, Yisrael. Vishurun, Baruch Hashem b'si'ata d'shmaya, l'madnu dvarim amukim me'od, and we should be zocha l'ilmodu l'lamed, l'ishmor v'lasos, u'l'kaim is called divrei salmo tarasu v'yahava, amen v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.